1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhaus, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. Good morning. Happy Thursday. We are almost to the weekend. Appreciate you spending your morning with me. And it's going to be a big day ahead of us. As I said, Assault the Vault is back. I've been waiting for this one, man. This is the first chance of the day to get in for $1,000. It's up here on the 1077 RKR app. Very simple. You click the Assault the Vault button. We're going to give you codes 10 times a day, starting at 8 o'clock, right after the beginning of the hour. So it's very simple. You just listen for the 3-digit code. You plug it in. And just like that, man, you're going to get hooked up with $1,000 every single day. And Assault the Vault is back. And again, we are doing $5,000 Thursday. That's going to be huge as we get into the end of the month. Again, April 23rd, so 3 weeks from today, and April 30th, that's going to be your $5,000 Thursday. So a lot of money on the line that we're going to be giving away this month with Assault the Vault. So make sure to hang out with me all morning because we've got a bunch of fun to get into and a bunch of money to give away as well. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhaus. So Dowajak has been having some really bad noise issues lately, and it all goes to the data center that recently has been just picking up on the volume, and people are, and the residents are upset. And I'd be curious to know from people from Dowajak who are listening how bad of a problem this is, because it all scales from the hyperscale data center. And recently, Channel 3 was over there talking to some of the residents because there's videos that they were shooting, and this stuff is, dude, this data center is super loud. There's a Dowajak resident, Terry Rabb, who we have a video up here on the 1077 RKR app, who's talking about it. And he's like, you know, in the summertime, we like to have our windows open. It's hard to do that when you're listening to that all the time. And not only that, but he brought up the property value of his home is probably going to go down now because of all the loudness from the data center. He said, because, you know, he's like, we want to resell. Who's going to want to buy a house with all that noise? No one's going to want to buy that. They're going to be like, no, I'm not moving here. So I don't know. If you're listening from Dowajak, I'd love to hear what your thoughts are about this data center, what kind of impact it's having on your life, and what your thoughts are about it. Because just listening to this one video, I'm like, there's no way I could live next to one of these things, man. They're way too loud. Set the needle and crank the knob. It's Mark Frankhaus, and I've got another crucial addition to your record collection. It's vinyl and 45 on the rocker. Released on this day in 2012 was Rolling Stones' L.A. Friday. Now, this was recorded at the Forum in Inglewood near Los Angeles on July 13th, 1975. But bootleggers used the Rolling Stones' title of the review of the Friday show for its vinyl bootleg releases. So if you can find a copy of this on vinyl, I would definitely check it out. Give it a spin today. This has been Vinyl and 45. 5 on 1077 RKR. RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhaus. So there is a new cyber scam that's going around that unfortunately has cost one man a lot of money. Took him 50 years. He's in the Lion's Chain Gang for more than 50 years. He's got a wife with advanced Parkinson's disease. And this man who lives in Royal Oak was scammed out of $26,000 that even has cybersecurity experts kind of catching them by surprise. So up here on the 1077 RKR app, we have this story, and there's actually a GoFundMe that his daughter set up for him. And it's only to raise the amount of money that was stolen, but $26,000 ripped off just from another cybersecurity scam. So you got to be careful. You can read more about it on the 1077 RKR app so that you can stay protected. These bank scams, man, you do not want to mess around with them.
1077 RKR, it's time to grab your tie-dye, light some incense, and get ready to go on a far-out magic carpet ride with Uncle Brad. From VW Vans to Michigan's Woodstock at Goose Lake, Uncle Brad was there. riding the cosmic waves of the 60s and 70s, one trip at a time. Now, it's story time.
All right, it's Mark Frankhouse back with my Uncle Brad in the studio. And Uncle Brad, I know you spent a lot of time in Phoenix. You saw some really cool shows down there, but there was one year I remember you were telling me in particular that had some really cool concerts that led you to a pretty cool experience.
That summer was a great summer for music.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a theater in Phoenix, and I think it was called the Celebrity Theater, but it was music in the round. They had the stage in the center of the concert venue, and it would just slowly turn around in a circle. At the Celebrity Theater, I saw Joe Walsh and Barnstorm.
Wow.
He just put out the Barnstorm album. Also, Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention.
Jeez.
The Frank Zappa concert brings on an interesting story.
Okay.
Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention came to the Celebrity Theater in Phoenix. I went to the show, and it was the Yellow Snow Tour. And so he was doing Montana, you know, going to Montana now. Yellow Snow, and that was a great show. So after the show, I go to a restaurant, get some, you know, little French fries or something. I didn't have a whole lot of money left.
Yeah.
So I went there and was sitting there in Jerry's, and a little while after I'd sat there, about 45 minutes or so, there was a motel right next to Jerry's, and it had a big circle drive in front of it.
Mm-hmm.
I was sitting there, and all of a sudden, this big white limousine pulls up.
Oh, man.
And it stops in front of the doors there. It was called the Phoenix. I think they called it the Home Hotel, because like a hotel, but it was like a home. The rooms are so nice, you know. It was a fancy place. And so I'm looking at this limo, and these hippies jump out of it, and they open the trunk, the driver does, and they start hauling out guitar cases.
Oh my gosh.
And again, I wonder if that's Frank Zappa and the Mothers. You know,
yeah.
I thought, I think it's gotta be. So I watched them unload their stuff, and I thought, well, that's cool. Not long afterwards, I see some hippies coming over from the hotel, and they come in, and it's the Mothers of Invention.
Oh my gosh.
And Frank wasn't with them. They came in, they sat down, they were eating and stuff. So when I finished eating, as I was leaving the restaurant, I just walked by their table, and I said, hey, I just came from the concert, and that was a great show. And they said, oh, thank you. And one of the mothers on that tour, have you ever heard of Captain Beefheart?
Oh, yeah.
Well, Captain Beefheart was playing with the Mothers. He was part of the band.
Oh, my gosh.
And so, you know, I'm chatting with him a little bit about the show and saying, yeah, it was a great show and blah, blah, blah. Captain Beefheart says, hey, do you have any pot? I says, well, you know, I'm out in my car. And he says, and he's sort of looking around, like trying to keep it low, you know, real quiet. He says, hey, Frank doesn't let us do anything on the road. You know, we can't. He's very strict about it. He says, do you think we can go out and, you know, smoke a joint? And I thought, well, sure.
Yeah, no, I don't really want to smoke a joint with you, Captain Beefheart.
No, I can't do that. That's against the law.
Oh, my God. This is amazing. Okay, we have to save the second half for this next week. I got to hear about this story because I know you said before that it got a little strange, but I can't wait to hear this. Make sure to check this out next week, Thursday, 8:08, Storytime with Uncle Brad. It'll be back. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. Going to Mackinac Island might even be more expensive this year. Yeah, I love going up there. Between Mackinac Island, Mackinac City, and St. Ignace in the UP, all three of those cities are so cool, and they've each got their own little unique kind of, you know, just personalities to them. I really do like Mackinac Island. Just being there is a lot of fun. Even if you don't spend a ton of money, just being there is also, but getting there is starting to get a little bit more expensive because let's face it, if you've been to Mackinac Island, you already know it's not going to be a cheap day trip. A lot of things are going up in price, and now people are getting really upset because of the ferry company apparently hiking up the prices. So Mackinac City leaders are questioning whether the rising prices are even necessary, or people are just kind of getting squeezed because there's no competition anymore. Because if you didn't know, Sheplers and Arnold Transit, they're owned by the same company. They're owned by the same parent company. They're not two different entities anymore. Prices have already jumped. A round-trip ticket went from $34 to $38. And if you want to skip the line, which is silly, that's $50. So that's just for one person to get there and back. I don't know. That seems like a lot of money to take that ferry over when I could just get in a little paddle boat. Give me a couple hours. I'll be there in no time. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. It's going to be a fun day tomorrow because it's going to be the weekend, which means we get to welcome in Jake from Presidential Brewing Company as we are going to do this first beer of the weekend. And I'm very excited for it. We're going to figure out what is happening at Presidential Brewing Company. I know they're getting real busy over here, getting ready for another super slamming summer. I didn't expect to say 3 S words in a row, but that's the kind of weirdness that happens in the studio when we talk about Presidential Brewing Company. They really do have such a busy summer ahead of them that we're going to find out what they've got planned in the near future. They got a big party coming up. We're going to crack the first beer. We're going to give you $20 gift certificate to Presidential Brewing Company. We are always hooking it up for you on 107.7 RKR. So hang out 9:35 tomorrow for first beer of the weekend on The Rocker. 107.7 RKR, The Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. Some rock news to get into. Neil Sean recently talked to Rolling Stone magazine about a bunch of stuff about, you know, politics and just the band's history and really just a lot of the turmoil that's happening with Journey. He said, I really hate all these attorneys. It's so nuts. He said, there's just so much ongoing noise and I just want some effing peace. For real, I'm just really tired of all the legal battles. It's meaningless to me. I don't have any time for it. Despite their disputes, Neil Sean and Kane, they've been able to set aside their differences for the sake of Journey, which is great. But, you know, Journey's farewell tour is expected to run through 2027. I doubt Steve Perry's going to make any of those dates. Also, Lindsey Buckingham from Fleetwood Mac, he was attacked in Los Angeles by an alleged stalking suspect. He is the guitarist and vocalist from Fleetwood Mac. He was attacked by a woman in Santa Clara, California. The authorities are basically describing her as a stalking suspect. She threw some kind of unknown substance on Buckingham when he entered a building for an appointment and then took off. I don't want to know what that substance is. Finally, Gene Simmons announced a new summer tour 2026. He's got some solo dates he's doing with Sebastian Bach, Lita Ford, and Quiet Riot, too. It's going to be a wild show. You want the tour dates, it's up here on the 107.7 RKR, the app, all that, and all the rock news you can handle. It's up here on the Rocker app.